Blog Talk Radio.
Reference in prayer on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, we're coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. Father God, we're asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word, hallelujah, to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. And grace me, hallelujah, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that may be hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. In Jesus' righteous name, we pray, and we shall all say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank you, as I first stated, for tuning in tonight and for your dedication and loyalty. God has got a blessing engraved with your name on it. You can take God's word for what it's worth. And God said that he's not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. So God's word is sure, and it is certain. God said he loves a cheerful giver. And you say, well, Pastor Ward, I'm not giving you anything. Well, yes, you are. You're giving me your time. That's what you're giving me. You're giving me your time, and you're giving me your attention. And so that's better than anything money could ever buy. And so, like I said, I just thank God for you, you, and you. And so I know, like I said, that my time is steady ticking away. And so we will go right now into our program. And hallelujah, our sermon on tonight entitles, They Are After Our Children. I'm going to say that one more time. They are after our children. And you that are out there, my digital listening audience, I know you're familiar with this sermon on tonight concerning children. You have children, and you that don't have children of your own, maybe you have God children, you have adopted children, maybe you have nieces or nephews or someone that you have taken under your wings. And so we know that out here in this great big old conglomerate world that we live in, we know that people are trying to get our attention any way feasible. May it be through the television, may it be through the internet, may it be through the radio airway, may it be through poster as you stop along your journey when you're commuting down the dangerous highways and byways. Advertisers are after our young folks. I'm telling you, they are increasingly targeting their messages to our children because of one thing. They know that they are strong influence, and they have the purchasing habits of their parents. And you know, those children that's too young to obtain credit cards, they can just get the use of their parent credit card and purchase whatever they so desire. And because they have an increase in buying power of their own, millions of dollars are being spent to get their attention. And we find out, you that are out there in my digital listening audience, people in the advertising business are convinced that a young, satisfied consumer could become a lifelong customer. And they're eager to buy their product far into the near future. And in a similar way, we need to be influencing our young people to buy into the good things that God has in store for them throughout all of their lives. We know that according to Proverbs 3, we know that there are some fantastic possibilities lie ahead for the young person who chooses God's way. Long life and peace, favor in the sight of God and man, And we know that they'll find direction and get direction from God. And God will sustain them and sustain them health and strength and abundance, happiness. The person who trusts and honors and fears the Lord find wisdom, hallelujah, and incomparable pride, hallelujah. And we know that the world spend millions of dollars convincing your children, my children, and our children that they can be happy without a certain kind of shoe. How much more we need to offer them by showing them that happiness comes by walking with God. And we can help our precious children follow in God's way, living out their faith with gladness, praying every day. And I would suggest what we leave in our children is more important than what we leave to them. Hallelujah. We know that this is a fast-paced society in which we are living in. And we know that in this today's society, that people all around the globe, hallelujah, will be seeking and searching out that brand new gadget, that brand new cell phone, that brand new iPod, that brand new iBook, that brand new movie, that brand new fad that just came out. We know that they are actually targeting our young generation. And I'm reminded, however, that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, He is the greatest friend of our children the world has ever known. No one has done more for them than Jesus. When Jesus' disciples reprimanded people for bringing little ones to Him, the Lord said, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven." That's found in the law of Matthew 19 and 14. And you know, saints and friends and you that are out there in my digital listening audience, I want to let you know on tonight that Jesus values our children. He values your child. He values your niece, your nephew, your grandchild, whoever that is important in your life. And as we know that as persons as of work after his triumphant entrance into Jerusalem, the Lord accepted the praise of children and reminded those who criticized them that God has ordained and praised even out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants. That's found in the law of Matthew 21 and 16. Companionship with the Savior in the privilege of everyone who trusts Him with the simple faith of a child. His loving arms and tender heart are ready to embrace every child who accepts Him. He willingly receives all who open their hearts to Him. He is the children's friend. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, you who once and say to little children at their play, "Come to me, you will be blessed. So come to us and be our guest." The Creator hides secrets from sages, yet He can be known by children. And we know that in the law of Matthew 6:25-34, the Bible says that I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and gave Himself for me. That's in the law of Galatians 2:20. Hallelujah. And if you ever, you that are listening out there in my digital radio audience, if you ever tempted to write yourself off as insignificant among the billions of people here on earth, consider this one thing. You are one of a kind creations of God. We can go into the law of Psalms 139 and 13 through 14, and that's true even of identical twins. And there never has been and never will be anyone that looks exactly the same or even look like you, far as that goes. And we know that he gave his life for you and I. That's in the law of Galatians 2 and 20. Hallelujah. And we know that God cares about you. And so don't you ever think or wonder if he knows you exist or care what happened to you. Remember what Jesus did for you on the cross. That's how much he loved you. Not the nails, but his wondering love for you and I. Kept my Lord on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. Oh, what power could have hold him there. All of my sins and shame to bear. God loved you as much as if you were his only child. And I want you to know, you that are out there in my podcast listening audience, may you be a young adult, or you might have some little cousins, or you might have some little siblings, you know, that fit this category. I want you to let them know tonight that Jesus loved them. Jesus' love surpasses all love the world over. God loves children, and he don't want us to forbid them to come unto God, because time is running out, not just for us adults, but God's got a time and a limit on the young folks' life as well. So I would like for you to encourage the young at heart to come unto God while there still have time. Jesus is knocking at the door of their heart. God is eager, yet and ready to accept anyone that's willing to live a Christian life. God don't discriminate on ages. Hallelujah. Anyone that's of age, at the age of 12, that way, when you get to the age of 12, then the parent is no longer responsible for your sins. You are able to carry your own sins. It's like carrying your own cross and such. But you're able now. You can go into the court corridors, and the judge will ask you questions. Who do you want to live with? You have a decision to make, whether you want to live with your mom, or whether you want to live with your dad, or if you want to live with your grandparents, or if you want to live with your aunt and your uncle. You have that discretion to decide right there in the court of law who you want to live with. Well, that's the same way it is with Jesus Christ. He asks us to choose this day who you're going to serve. For you can't serve God and mammon. You have to choose which road you and which path you want to walk. So I'm telling you, all of my young citizens tonight, let God be your final destination. Because there are great rewards in serving God. There are laid up for you a mansion, a starry crown, and a robe for those that decided to walk in Jesus' way and do the will of thy Father. In closing, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and impact your mind as I have given unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, we would be eager to hear from you. If you have any prayer petitions that you want the old ship of Zion to pray in prayer with you about, I'm encouraging you to send all your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry, care of the old ship of Zion, Blog Talk Radio. Attention, Senior Pastor Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes in you. Bye for now.
Thank you. He's mine. We can say to go home, lean on somebody and say, he is mine.